The following podcast contains mature content, and the views expressed are not that of the studio, its partners, or even the performers.
Welcome to the season finale of Censorious. In the dark, dark months where you're listening to these hot 10, 11 episodes hit, know that we're hard at work. We're here with the most censorious and my inimitable co-host. Welcome to Censorious. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Is this Halloween week that we're recording this, 2018?
Yeah, it is.
Here we are, season finale. We're all in kind of deep.
Yeah.
it's no secret we have a good time here.
Yeah.
At Censorious, especially of all the podcasts. This hollow.
It's like following a fly around the room. It's like, where's it going next?
We got some soju. We got some tequila. Rum.
that was a quick transition. But to be a fly on the wall is one of my favorites. You know, no, I know, and I get it. Like, that's very off the wall, but it's not, dude. Because think about how much shit like you would have loved to have been able to just see from like a vantage point where you were not in any harm. Unless like someone swats you, maybe that's God. Maybe that's who God is.
Maybe that's how it goes.
You know what I
mean? Maybe we're all flies on the wall.
You just get swatted.
I feel like I'm a fly in a light fixture, and the light bulb is the sun.
You're a mosquito.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Shit. And you get zapped.
That's a shitty insecticide you want to be.
Dick man. Zapped off.
No, thank you.
No.
No.
Sorry.
No, you want to be like a moth. You know, you're living inside.
Well, but a moth to a flame, like in the olden times, they would go to they'd fly up to the flame, right? Rather than just harmlessly bouncing off the light bulb, they would catch on fire and then just flutter about as they die.
Right. Don't go near the light, I guess, as a moth, which I know you're attracted to do so.
Oh, yeah. No.
As we've seen in the memes.
Oh, yeah.
This just become Icarus. Don't go too close.
Don't fly too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Never. I did it once.
You did it one time? Tell us about it.
Yeah, you should ask his...
Regalus, give us a story.
No, but speaking of space, I was actually... before I came in here today, I was reading this article about how we're now going to be searching the deepest depths of our ocean.
Yes, like, finally. Yeah. Fuck.
Right, we haven't been to the bottom of our oceans, but we've been to, like, the moon, which is crazy.
We know more about space than we do about the ocean.
The deepest depths of our
ocean. And we know more about both than the human mind.
Yeah, isn't that
so? Cheers
up?
To that.
You know what I mean?
What I was wondering from you guys is, how much would it take you to be in that submarine crew that goes to that darkest depth where light doesn't even reach it?
Like, you have to be like courageous.
Yeah, it takes seven.
Yeah,
it takes 7 seconds. Courageous. Yeah, it takes 7 seconds to like a radio wave to get up to surface.
What?
Yeah,
on Earth
from like some of the areas they're predicting to go.
They want to go there.
They are going.
They're going there.
48 million or billion dollars. So a lot of money going into it.
To go in there to be able to regulate that cabin, because that pressure's got to be crushing.
Yeah, dude. They're like, this is a lung crushing pressure. Like,
yeah.
We trust the titanium, but like, what about the glass?
And it's
like,
right. Oh, I don't fucking know.
Fuck.
I would not fucking do it. Yeah. Would you guys, like, how much money would it take you to fucking do that?
No.
In my opinion, from my understanding with my thessalophobia and deep sea whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It would basically be me accepting the money for my family to live off of after I died, because I can't imagine they're going to go down there and not get swallowed. You know what I mean? Like,
by what?
A giant squid was like a thing of like a myth. It was like a myth for like hundreds of years, like 500 years. And then like they encountered it in the early 2000s. They're like late 90s. They're like, yeah, we know where they are. We know about them. And they're coming in hot.
Yeah. Loch Ness. I am officially back in on the Loch Ness
one. So you were out for a bit.
Yeah, I think
you took a sabbatical.
When the internet came around,
right,
and you were like, you know, evidence.
These truther pages.
No evidence, like, it's not looking good. It's not looking good for Nessie. You know what I mean? Because we have computers now and we can be like, no, like, folklore isn't truth.
Folklore,
like,
is bullshit.
Being led. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But fucking, I think I'm back in. I've seen crazier shit now at this point, I think, than like a sea monster.
I've kayaked on Loch Lomond, and I'll say there's a famous ghost tale attached to that, and that is an eerie ass place. Have you heard the song? It's like, it's about these ill-fated lovers who get separated. They get reunited on the bonny banks of Loch Lomond. I think it's based on a Robert Burns poem. But you can look it up. Anyone listening can look it up. Loch Lomond, it's a classic folk tale.
This guy's a nerd. This guy's a fucking nerd. Fucking wedgie him.
I'm a nerd.
Did he just reference a poet?
Yeah.
The fact that we turn this living room into a studio every week is a testament to how nerdy I am.
I'll fucking stone cold stunner you over there. There's enough room in that corner.
Suplex him, right?
Yeah. You gotta suplex is like my go-to.
Take that soup and put a plex in it.
And lex it.
Do you guys have any Halloween plans?
I don't know. I guess I did something this weekend, technically.
Riddle us this.
No, it was all right. It was like a home event. Not a home event.
Your parents' home
was,
event?
No. It was like an event. It was like a party that someone hosted at home.
At your parents' home?
No, still no. Still not my
sounds like home. The wedgie crown is shifting.
I think I will jump over the table and put your underpants over the top of your head.
Ah, shit.
No, but it was like a party at home. I don't know. I saw like some old people from high school, which is like whatever. And I played some beer pong for the first time in a while. Felt like a fucking athlete again. You know
do the
I mean?
Skills, do they stay? Is it like riding a bike?
Oh, you fucking, first of all, I'm not like other people. You know what I mean?
How so?
I am tremendous at beer games.
So like beer, how many beer games are there?
I think we were both very talented.
I think I would games. Fuck really? You up in pong 9 times out of 10.
No, pong, terrible. Although I was running the table last night.
Well, then believe it or not, the talent.
Does that mean you win? Know, right? You win a lot, and then people visit you, like an old wizard on a bridge. Mm-hmm. They visit you and say, "Answer this, my riddle's pong," and then you guys play some beer pong.
Yeah. That's how that works.
It happened a few times. Yeah.
I like how sometimes we used to settle things with beer pong.
Oh man!
No, we used to have we made up a drinking game.
Yeah, which one was it though? Because it was like a cross between pong and like it wasn't Flip Cup.
Fuck Flip Cup, man.
It was
fuck
like
you, man.
Flip Cup can
fuck the man. It can fucking good and hard. It's a part of growing up.
It's an athlete's game.
I think that we need to party over these holidays one time at least.
I think I'm gonna.
And
come
I think
here,
that I'm gonna need to call an ambulance.
I will have shown a display of dominance over the two of.
Not the best at Flip Cup. I don't know what he's talking about.
So you're the best at Flip Cup?
I'm not saying I'm the best either. I do. I think
but you've seen him falter.
I think I'm better at Flip Cup than I think better at Pong. I think he is better at Pong.
Okay, well, I think we've established a game that needs to be at the Cricket Sound office party in December, which is going to be lit as all God.
Flip Cup. We should joust.
Can we schedule
beer
matches? Joust?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
The fuck is that?
There's jousting, there's civil war.
Civil war is so fun, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Civil war is not as fun to a black person, but yeah, continue.
Hey, man, they were fighting for the rights, right?
You know?
Right. but jousting, what is jousting? We're still fighting, in my opinion.
What's his name, dude? Fucking.
What the fuck is jousting? Lancelot?
Abraham Lincoln?
For your right.
Oh, to party?
Yeah.
Beastie Boys?
Yeah, it could be. No, actually, that's probably Beastie Boys.
It is Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Mike D, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Nailed it.
Dude,
Encyclopedia Jones here. Fucking just slaying the game. But what the fuck is jousting with beer?
No, I know.
It's not office chair jousting.
I know it's some combination of like a beer pong type game mixed with like Flip Cup maybe, and also mixed with tits. And I don't know if you ever played that game.
Wait, so tits is a game.
Tits is the best.
Yeah,
I haven't played tits in so long.
Yeah, that game is nuts.
God.
What is that game? I only know about like Knuckles and like School Bus.
You stand on the four corners of the table and you work diagonally across the table with a partner.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
You have to bounce a pong ball
onto the table.
You have to hit it off of their chest. So you bounce on
your
the
partner's
table,
chest.
Bounces up, and your partner uses their chest to guide the ball
fabulous.
Into the cups. And then that means like stop play for them.
Yeah. I would
send
not
it down.
Have.
They have to flip cup.
Yeah, your
it.
Opponent has to then drink and
they
flip
have
cup
to flip
it.
Cup it. Oh my God.
That's incredible.
Dude, we were a great team.
Yeah,
like,
we were tremendous.
You combinedly
Yeah,
you guys.
You have no idea how much time in our
you ruled the roost
in our years living with each other that we just made up games or played games.
Dominated the roost. Are you kidding
so
me?
you literally like lit the roost on fire, invited all the inhabitants of the roost on the roof, and had a roof party as the base burned to the ground. You wrote it down like Aristocats style.
You fucking know it.
Everybody wants to be a cat soon.
I'll tell you what, if someone told me that I was going to get an Aristocats reference tonight, I would have called them a fucking liar.
Yeah. I would have easily guessed all dogs go to heaven first.
Ooh. Actually, you know what? Someone asked
my
me the
friends.
Other day at work, he said it out loud, hey, do you really think that all dogs go to heaven? And
Jesus
I stopped
Christ.
What I was doing because I was like,
That really happened?
That's enough to fuck up your day,
who
man.
Who the fuck would ask
my
that?
My boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was like, hey, do you think all dogs go to heaven? And I said, well, that's complicated, you know?
You're like, let's take a trip to the farm and see who's there.
Like, yeah, but where are the dogs going then?
They go
all dogs go to
nice
heaven. They go
they all get
they
belly
go to
rubs,
a better I think
you
we
know
can agree
I mean?
They go to
you
a
know,
better place than humans go.
The dogs aren't ours anymore.
Yeah. Oh. I think I've saved up leftovers. I don't know if I've talked about it like for a long time.
The leftovers?
The show formerly known as The Leftovers.
Have you seen that? I know you haven't seen it actually.
I've seen the pilot and yeah. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
But you know how many shows I'm juggling.
For sure.
I mean, we're working together on another show, and I won't disclose here in the spirit of the show, but we're working together on another show that Ooh. Involves a lot of research, and I was doing research actually late into the night last night, combing through some Rooster Teeth stuff. I really love what they're doing. But
who?
Rooster Teeth?
What?
Well, that's why I'm part of the team in that way. I do the research that really matters.
Who is Rooster
on the adult animation
front? Let the listeners at home know.
Oh, yeah, no. Rooster Teeth is... Okay, so Rooster Teeth first reared their beautiful head with a little show called Red vs. Blue in the early 2000s.
Are you talking Camp Camp right now?
I'm talking Camp Camp right now.
Yeah.
I was watching Camp Camp late into the wee hours. It's one of the best adults indie cartoons. I know that seems like a lot of qualifiers, but it's a very specific show. You know, you can't deny the honesty of what they're talking about because, I mean, a handful of us, at least the fans of the show, have lived through it.
Are you talking summer camp? Did you have an experience
at summer
camp?
I got sent to gay camp by my English teacher.
Did you say gay
camp? Yeah. And I'm married to a woman, and I've never had relations with a man in a sexual context.
Your English teacher had a lot of power.
My English teacher,
I want to address that.
Yeah. My English teacher invited me to this
an uncomfortable amount of power.
Yeah. Where are you from, man?
This sounds like this takes place in 1933, but this is one of my staple
sounds
stories.
Like this takes
it's
place
called
in
The Time.
Utah.
Took place in Gilbert, Arizona.
Jesus.
And I wish we had additional.
That's not a real place.
No.
There's no way that's a real place.
Gilbert, Arizona, at my undisclosed high school. My English teacher was like, you should go to this diversity camp.
Wow.
And I on the brochure, it's like mixed race people are there. LGBTQ people are there. Anyone that considers himself a fringe character on that moment in society.
In the show of life.
So far.
The game show of life.
This sounds like a terrible like eugenics gimmick.
Your
teacher's like, oh, you're mixed race. You know what you should do?
Get into this cattle cart.
Go to camp, man. That's totally worked out.
It's worked out in the
fucking
past. People love camp.
Arizona, middle
Holy
of nowhere,
shit.
Like
when
white America.
Like
yeah.
That?
Yeah. So regardless, I got in the cattle cart. I went to camp.
Just take it. It's over there at the Trail of Tears. It's right over there.
It's
the camp.
Right next to the Trail of Tears.
This gay camp.
Yeah.
Just take it. I went to camp and I was expecting like to, I don't know what I was expecting. I was like fucking freshman in high school.
Yeah.
I was like 14,
trying to get your dick wet, fucking around, running around town, fucking shooting
metaphorically
off fireworks. You know what I mean? Fucking.
We had very different 14 years. but I was in the woods and it ended up being like maybe 95% LGBTQ students, which is cool. And there was four of us that were mixed race. And everyone but me was Middle Eastern mixed race.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look like a Middle Eastern mixed race. And
ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah, we ended up putting more energy into the LGBTQ programs, which is fine. It was a larger population. I recounted this to someone recently, and they're like, that's sexual harassment. You experienced sexual harassment. I was like, you know what? Me too.
Yeah.
And I... What it was our very flamboyant.
Yeah. No, but yeah,
it's the wrong response that we just laughed.
But I mean, it's a finale. So people are here. If you're still here, you've maybe listened to one of their podcasts of their company. You know that we at our studio, you know that we put out conscientious content, is our sort of just outlet to actually challenge the norm, or at least the moment.
Oh yeah,
the season and
but yeah. All right, so continue with that.
Oh yeah, so I guess sexual
camp. Harassment is a hard place.
To yeah, and at the end of the night,
it's a great place to pick back up though.
At the end of the
wow.
Well, I'm saying in the conversation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no. I'm here for it.
This Christmas, I'm going to get you a coffee mug that says that.
It's a hard place to leave off, but it's a good place to pick back up from.
I'm going to fucking burn it in a fire.
Sexual harassment is a great place to pick up from.
Long story short. When you leave it like a dangling participle like that in the middle of a sentence.
So at the end of the first night... let's say LGBTQ counselor that was in charge of my bunk made us do a pajama fashion show and photographed us as we hit the end of the quote runway that was in between the two bunk beds.
Yeah. You were 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some sexual harassment, isn't it? It's worse than that, isn't it?
I don't know, man.
I'm just
maybe not for you, but maybe somebody
I'm
else.
I'm just going to say, I'm not qualified.
Like a tear just leaps out of my eye. Oh, fuck. Yeah. But that's the story. And then I got back at the end of it all, which was just a journey through the LGBTQ world, man. Which is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on that. It's just not applicable to my life at this moment in time and when I was 14 years old or in the time between.
Yeah.
I took a meeting with the teacher and she's like, I want to do a post-mortem on this. I'm like, you should probably use different words. And then she said to me as I was like, oh, it was fabulous. Trying to read her reaction. She just looked me dead in the eye and in an inscrutable gaze said, oh, I thought you would like it. And to this day, I don't fucking know if she thought I was gay or if she was trying to give me a mixed race experience.
No, she thinks you're gay, for sure.
Yeah.
There's only one way to read that.
I got sent to gay camp.
I spent
the whole time there. It was like four or five days.
I'll choose all my words carefully. I'm saying, I think that that's hilarious that she sent you there based on an assumption, which is the worst thing that we've ever done as a group of people, is to assume.
When you assume, you make an ass of you and me. Definitely pictures of me in my pajamas are out there.
Nice PJs? Were they your sexy PJs?
Fuck you. They were my flannel Mickey pajamas.
Nice.
Which again plays into what people perhaps were expecting of me at the time.
14, wow. Yeah.
I keep it real. Everyone knows that I am just a weird, ambiguous dude. Definitely, I wish that I could partake and really enjoy of all the life has to offer.
I think that's not
the case for me. I just sort of drink with my pinky up and I say really, really strange bullshit to people. And because I think, you know, I think it's a bigger thing. Like, I think that no one's like black or white, but definitely the camp did not do it for me.
No. So it didn't move the needle.
Didn't move the chains, as a ref would say.
Yeah.
A ref would say that in a game. Let's move the chains. Well, it's an Andy Sandberg sketch from SNL. But
yeah,
a smooth transition.
I didn't know that because in what universe would I be watching SNL?
You're just a comedy writer. Oh, well. And we're going to take a drink intermission.
Sorry. Was that an indictment? Should we cut that? And if we don't cut that, I'd like to double down.
That's good.
Did you like that?
Yeah, obviously.
He let it fly. He has this look of like, we haven't been the perfect spot at the table because you and I are opposite each other and we have in the middle.
Yeah.
And he's like the line judge. He's like, I'll allow it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, no, it's good.
We're going to take a brief intermission as we drop into, we had a few topics throughout the season that got cut due to time or due to guest availability. And we're going to knock them out right after the break. We'll be right back.
It was a good decision, dude. I think you're looking at it the wrong way.
Dude, I saw life differently that day.
You saw God? Is that what you said?
No. I felt my body just crumble.
Yeah, I know. You said something to me that shook me to my core and you were like, I felt like
I looked into the void and saw nothing.
No. He was like, dude, I felt my bones.
I feel, dude, I you've hate talked that.
To, you've meant, you've quoted that to me before.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, dude.
We're like, I feel my bones.
Let the rain fall.
A sexual awakening, surely.
Hillary you Duff's know, one of my, I'm gonna, clean, I'm sorry, I have clean. To.
Do you it. Know how race is like, oh, my life is like changed after taking. Like,
yeah,
I definitely agree. Like, a lot of positive things came out of taking that and, like, definitely looked at life in a more humbling view, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But after that one time that we're referring to, there's definitely something I've noticed about feeling, like, mm-hmm. something I've become
sensation.
Aware of. Sensation, yes. That, like, I've come aware of. And, like, I notice the most when I'm wearing over-the-head headphones, yeah. like, I'm walking. Like, I hear my bones walking and stuff. And, like, that holy freaks shit. Me out. Now, recently I was reading online, like in some like bum ass comment section on Reddit, and somebody was like, right now,
bum as is tradition,
right, bum ass.
And like trash the topic, fucking... the topic was just like,
trash lord,
like name, like, or like, what's like a fact right now that like is weird. And somebody just goes like, right now, your bones are wet.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, man.
How much does that fuck you up, man?
Well, I was thinking of, it was in another section of Reddit, the shower thoughts and...
high ideas, if you will.
High ideas is great. But shower thoughts, they were talking about how your teeth are the only part of your skeleton that you will regularly engage with.
Oh, that's fucking weird, dude. What the shit?
That fucked your brain, didn't it? You're welcome.
It's these kind of things, though, that like, makes you like be like, oh, fuck, it's always there.
Yeah.
And I've always known it. And now I actually acknowledge it.
I knew it in the deep dark, upside down of like myself.
You thought you understood it, but you had no idea.
Yeah, like shit. You become very aware of things.
Thing. You were just a baby boy.
Yeah. Like you wanted this shit. Here it is. Here's the whole thing.
And it's when it's like you
ordered. That's what it is, dude. That's what it is.
The craziest thing when we were doing it was we were playing Rock Band.
Yeah.
Rock Band.
Yeah, yeah. The genesis of many a revelation.
We're playing Beatles Rock Band together, co-op mode.
Oh, shit.
And at the same time, like, we both see this. Like, the game, like, did something, like, just, like, switched from, like, the colors that, like, is awesome. It just goes, like, black and white, and it's like, oh! And, like, then it just kept playing. And I think it was I Want You, She's So Heavy. It was that song.
Wow.
So it was in, like, the middle of, like, the scary, like, damn.
It was the trip chamber.
Yeah, when it's starting to get loud.
Oh, the trip chamber, and they recorded into echo chambers, which they talked about in that recent... That recent GQ article where he's like, yeah, we all masturbated in the dark and we'd hang out in the echo chambers and smoke a bunch of weed. Yeah.
Very, I mean,
team building.
Yes, is what team I call building. That.
Dedication.
I call that getting to know your colleagues.
You have
breaking the ice, as it were.
You haven't jerked off with one of your best friends.
What
did
what did you do at that
fucking camp,
what
dude?
Is 1860.
The second act. It's harder to do, but it's more important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's important that we get the message across. I'm not blackballing the rest of the camp and the community as a whole. I'm saying there was one counselor who took advantage of us in a very abstract way. But because it was so direct and we were 14.
Yeah.
But anyways.
He was no Andy Warhol.
No. Are you ready for our transition into Andy Warhol?
Brings us into here we are, baby. Let's talk about Tom Cruise. I've been waiting all fucking season to talk about Tom Cruise.
Give us Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is the entire person that he encompasses can be summed up by the Giphy. Is it Giphy or Jiffy? By the way, is it Giphy or Jiffy?
It's a GIF. The creator,
says GIF. But
I know. I really don't like
don't,
the way that
don't
GIF
be that
sounds.
Person.
The spirit of the internet is say it how you want.
Yeah. All right. So in that Giphy where he is like actually... operating outside of his body and jumping all over a couch at Oprah. That's who Tom Cruise is, man. That guy is...
That's who he's always been.
That guy's not like the
That's
rest
the man
of
who
us.
Played some homoerotic volleyball at the beginning of Top Gun.
That's a guy who slapped a lot of ass in Top Gun. And don't get me wrong, Top Gun is one of my favorites.
It's the shit.
You know what I mean? I've been Goose for a long time in my life.
You've been blown up at the end a lot of times.
Literally, him and my other roommate would call themselves Goose and Maverick. There's another friend who was his name?
Iceman.
Iceman.
Yeah. What the fuck were you? The sand?
I wasn't there when I watched it all together that day.
I don't think he liked it. Do you like Top Gun?
You know, I actually don't watch Tom Cruise movies for the most part.
So what do you think? Is it because he sucks or is it
No. I think Tom Cruise these days, because of his mania, I think Tom Cruise is one of the best action actors in the game because he's so unhinged. Yeah. What we want in an actor is someone who cannot tell if they are fake or real.
He does some stunts for a lot of things. Yeah.
I mean, his Mission Impossible is like holding onto that fucking helicopter. I'm like, you have to be at peace with the great void beyond.
It was a plane.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and he held on to it for the fucking in the
for like 5,000 feet. Meanwhile, blacked out.
Meanwhile, some musician in Canada last week died doing that. Yeah. Like died doing something on an airplane.
Why did he do that?
Some sort of stunt
music video,
like
bro.
And that's a
he died in his music video.
Yeah.
Well, it's not gonna be made now, I assume. But
when's it coming out? The Censorious cast will be there.
Should we live stream it and watch it?
Ooh. Just reaction shot it.
Yeah,
because reaction podcast.
Yeah.
Reaction podcast. That's what the people want. Oh my God. They want to just hear
the first
people experiencing
podcast in the game.
I mean, it could be. I think we're the foremost censored podcast in the game. And I think that our angle is just like doing shit that you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Doing shit that it's kind of doesn't make sense to do. And I think that's our angle. Right. Which brings us to our topics that fell by the wayside this season. Are you guys ready for it?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, we going game show mode?
Oh, yeah. We're going game show.
This is like PTI. We got like 90 seconds to do them all.
90 seconds. 90 seconds on the clock, like folks. I'm living my game show dreams. You are living your game show attendance dreams.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much Family Feud do we watch?
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
The right amount.
Steve Harvey is a gem. Mm-hmm.
He's a national treasure. Mm-hmm. Well, his teeth are a national treasure. You should put them in a fucking museum.
What are those
made out of? I think they're made out of extract from Thomas Jefferson's monument.
Have you seen Sharper Objects?
Too soon.
Oh, yeah, Sharper Objects.
Sure, it's children's teeth or something.
It's kids' teeth from Dollhouse. Spoilers. By the time this comes out, it'll have been out for half a year.
Already.
Fucking watch that shit.
That show's... this is my thing. I'm trying to become like... I don't watch a lot of
these subjects.
Preemptive laugh. No, we'll get there. I'm just saying, like, I like to watch a lot of TV because I like that TV has become a really cool medium that you can make really like creative types of ideas come to life. I think that's dope, right? What I'm saying is Sharper Objects did things to me in 10 episodes that other shows have never been able to do to me before. And I'm not really sure why.
What was it?
It was only eight
episodes, right? Yeah.
So it did shit to me in 8 episodes that like other shows hadn't even been able to register. Like there were moments where I was fucked up watching that show, and there were moments where
I was
felt
wildly
like
uncomfortable,
and then I was left like confused, and I felt like alone at the end.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like I think it's
how you been doing since
The Leftovers ended?
He's been rewatching The Leftovers.
Since your last traumatic experience.
No,
really?
My last traumatic experience was the ending of Westworld. And I've heard a lot of...
That was our initial connection point. And I don't know if you can look behind you, the pre-order of Red Dead Redemption 2 to your right.
Yeah.
With the exclusive online content. I paid $87 for that.
Goddamn right you did.
And I paid for it months ago and it just arrived.
That's
game of the year handout. I haven't played it. I mean, I just got Overwatch from my dear brother who just came out with a new game called Doolahan Road. So everyone go to neoncrowstudios.com, go to it, play Doolahan Road. It's a choose your own adventure game. It'll fuck you up.
Choose your own adventure.
In the same vein as Westworld. It's really, really well thought out story game.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a maybe 10, 15 minute play. Cool. Yeah, he sent me Overwatch for my birthday.
Fuck up, huh?
Blessings.
Can we make this?
I've been playing it
nonstop. Like 45 minutes.
As long as you want, Daddy.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Because
I don't want this to be 20 minutes. I want
be
like
every episode is as long as it has to be.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, every time.
We're playing a choose your own adventure podcast.
All right, choose your own adventure. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm putting the stamp on
categories.
The podcast. Choose your own adventure.
Podcasts and stories. All right.
Oh, that's what I thought you were referring to. When you said category,
I don't ever
want to
leave.
Let's fucking go.
Category
one. I don't
want to
leave
category
this little bubble in here. You know what I mean? This feels like home.
It's home.
For sure. I need that Willie Nelson.
What makes art original?
I posed this because I was feeling really lowly
about
myself.
You each have a minute to extemporize about
it. At work. All right. So I think now a lot of times we see people twisting other pieces of art to fit an idea or like... a message that they're trying to get across. And I think at this point, it's become too difficult to mark something completely original. Everything takes something from other elements of different kinds of stories because that's what we are influenced by to write.
There's that Jungian outlook of there's only like the 23 stories or there's like seven stories or something.
There's crazy. Yeah, there's like,
and it's true.
I can't remember the number, but there are like eight stories.
And yeah, it's like eight
they
stories.
They all follow essentially the same type of, I don't want to say template because it makes art feel really commercial, but I think they all follow the same kind of telling of events. Like what action is going to push
the hero's quest story, is chartable in any culture.
And I think that for something to be original now, like, it just needs to be able to move somebody, because at the end of the day, like, the most granular level of storytelling, like, if we go back thousands of years to Homer, like, the entire point of us telling stories is to try to figure out what the fuck is going on around us. You know what I mean? Like, you could say you don't, and that means you're lying to people, because no one fucking knows what's going on here. We just ended up here. So, like, we're trying to make the most of what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think that for us to take elements of other things, like, and make them our own, come on, man. Like, if you can't call something original after something new moves you, like, fuck you.
Cheers. Know? All right, your time's up.
All right, thanks.
It's your time. I'm aware that this audience will just hear bleeps, and welcome to the fucking show at the finale.
Maybe we have different pitches of bleeps, you know?
Would you like that?
I think I would.
That would help.
Just for the episodes, we'll have two different bleeps.
Yeah, my guy. Oh, man.
Can I be like a horn or something?
You want to be a horn?
You want to be a vuvuzela?
Ooh, I mean, this is a good time as any to reveal to the audience. I mean, it's a regular fixture of season two. Like, we're having you in when we don't have people that we convince to pay people liquor
to
come onto the show, and your schedule permits it. Because, I mean, you're working with
Sharp. What was the art question again?
What makes art original?
Mm-hmm.
It's a transition directly from very eloquent answer into.
There you go. What makes art original?
Would what like makes art original,
here, dude? That's what a segue.
What makes art original? Originality in art is I gotta agree with you. Like, it's music is like there's only 12 notes in a musical scale, but like it's just the way you like rearrange stuff, just like how in a story, it's just kind of like, oh, is the mom gonna die, or like, you know. Is
probably
the boyfriend going to die in a drunk driving accident?
Probably, you know, not.
Because Chris is going to get behind the wheel after the show.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to purchase a car and, drive. Is,
well, I'll put the payment down.
The point is, originality is taking...
You're the goat right there.
I'm just trying to help.
It's taking all these pieces from a palette and just throwing them together. And you know, in Chopped, how presentation is one of the things they graded on?
Paramount.
Is it
originality ever? Is 100% based on presentation. Presentation needs to be a 10 out of 10 in order for it to be an effective story.
Yes.
And that's what I think makes you a beautiful line judge of this show. And you also drop into the playroom and fuck up the blocks with the rest of us.
Well, you know, the blocks were my favorite growing up.
Oh, entirely.
You know, in doctor's office, how they have like toys for kids and stuff.
Oh yeah, we have that on.
What a terrible idea.
I know.
And I was just thinking, like, I played the blocks the most at the doctor's office, and in hindsight, like, that's disgusting.
Why? You probably put it.
That's
mouth,
reflective of your childhood that we're gonna cover in 2019 season two. But
I
fuck,
better
that's
toy
fucked
than
up.
Blocks, man.
Did you play? Me. Did you do the Highlights magazine? You do the Highlights magazine?
I did
the Highlights magazine.
Highlight magazine. No, I'm not sure.
Which brings us to...
Don't say final anything, because we got a couple more.
Our second topic.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it? Is everyone here ready for it? We're all about consent here.
I love the Old Testament too, dude.
Old Testament? Not about consent. Yeah. Love the Old Testament.
Oh, no.
Why?
You didn't exist.
Why is the earth dying faster than we anticipated? And second follow-up, and you can only answer it with one sentence, and you have to announce that to the rest of the team. Why does no one care?
Oh, I asked this too. I was also feeling sad that day. It was around when the that UN report came out.
Yeah.
That we had 10 more years. But I argue
No, that was evilly. Okay, so it was evilly presented to us as like an absolute death shot, which is fucking dumb on the part of the people who are trying to enact change, because when you do that, you fuel hysteria from the other extreme side about how we are, how everyone's just trying to push narratives, right? The real problem is we have too many people on this earth. We have not enough food. We have not enough clean drinking water. And no one gives a shit enough, at least a little bit, to make changes that would actually enact like results that would maybe let us live a little bit better, right? So that's really hard to come to terms with, and I think that that's why I was real fucked up about it.
And part two.
I couldn't even make a joke. I was so angry about it, I couldn't even make a joke.
It was literally, write this down, Chris, and we'll talk about it on Sunday.
Can I tell you why it really makes me angry? Because I know that I don't even know if I would do enough to make change.
So we're going to you. Do you have any closing comments in the why does nobody care? You have one sentence.
I think I said it.
All right, cool.
To actually address the question.
Was turning to a fucking rally, dude?
Because
you'd like me to reintroduce the question?
No. I reintroduce for the listeners at home.
Why is the Earth dying faster than we anticipated? The second point, which is an opportunity for you to make extra points, but it's only one sentence.
Miss these questions.
Yeah.
Why does no one care?
The reason it's happening faster than we ever could have anticipated is because how could you anticipate any of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
Mm-hmm. The more I've figured out in life is that
that's
like
a good argument.
Mm-hmm.
Is fucking good.
Yeah, argument. It's more meta than mine. I think it won.
Well, like if you think about it, like we consider like people best at their jobs as just people who haven't fucked up. If you like, when you're in the workforce, you're best at your job when you haven't fucked up.
It's jarring. You know what I mean? How could we anticipate where we are now?
No, exactly. And we can never do that. And when you think about like professionals who assess these things, like, again, like the best surgeon is the person who's probably like not made you bleed to death the most.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right?
Like,
I fucking
dude,
love that.
We're just guessing as we're going. We're never going to be like, yo, 10 years from now. Like it is 10 years from now. It could be fucking tomorrow. It could be fucking 50.
It could be tomorrow. And anyone that questions at this point in the podcast, if this is scientifically backed, you people that are doubting.
Yeah.
If you're fucking doubting climate change, look at New York City's climate record in 2018. It's fucking crazy. We went from midsummer humidity to the dead of fucking winter.
Yeah.
But anyways.
That was fucked, by the way. That
was real fucked, man.
We're providing you as ever. Yeah. As ever.
That's bullshit, honestly. I'm calling bullshit on that.
As subscribers to our podcast, we will always provide you a bibliography and proof.
Yeah.
You know, this podcast was born out of fake news.
Right.
We were like, it's a lot of fake news in the world. We should do some real news outside of whatever the fuck's going on.
I'm not calling me news. I don't want to be a journalist because I don't know
and
how I feel about that lot.
But if they made it this far, they'll have made it past the pilot. Reference the pilot.
What's that look?
Everything's a bibliography.
How can you talk shit about journalists?
I'm not talking shit about journalists. I'm just saying that, like,
he's outing himself with the anarchists.
They're the whistleblowers of life.
All I'm saying is Brian Williams was like a national treasure and lied about going to Iraq and like
in the helicopter,
like injured in a helicopter, saving
the helicopter.
Look, man, apparently it's either that or you just like become a creep toward every woman you work
with. All right, we're going into the next. We're going to the next, second to last category.
Lay it on me.
Brilliantly presented by both parties, I will say, as the judge.
Are you the judge here?
What was that guy that said Callahan?
It's all right, man.
We have two more.
Everybody drinks. Everybody boozes every once in a while. Like drinking.
It tastes like a children's toy and it fucks you up. It lands you in Slovakia.
You know?
All right, so we're going
to. Is that a veiled reference to Santa Claus coming to town? I always thought it was like somewhere in Eastern Europe where that whole thing takes place.
You thought the town. Holy fuck.
The murder of Santa Claus.
You know where.
Has determined that Santa Claus is coming to town is not about America.
Mm-hmm.
You think that takes place in America?
Mm-mm.
Take us on a journey, you Croatian Italian genius.
Sure. I'm like Nikola Tesla.
All right, we're going to our final round.
All right.
Talk about money.
Okay.
Money. Let me repeat. It's 2018. The lottery Powerball, I don't play it. It's a poor people tax.
It is.
Sucks, is but it is. $1.5 billion. It's like more than a billion. I don't know if it's 1.5.
Still hasn't won yet?
Either way.
I do so much shit.
I do so much shit.
With $1 billion.
I do.
Speed round. You give that to you let him do what he wants.
It tastes the same.
Give a beer. Be good to him. He's a little baby boy.
Yeah, he's been behaved.
Wait, you're not drinking this, dude?
No, cheers. Take it. I'm going to drink
all Everyone's this. Drinking something different. All right, here we go to the three-part finale, finances.
Finances.
All right, Here's a question.
I make them creative, so.
What do you think? Give me a...
Well, you have nothing to wake up for, really. You know, especially if, like, you know, you're living...
That's an assumptive statement that we will...
When you just pass,
that's you, plural.
When you just, you know, when you're in between jobs or you just finished one and you're like, oh, tomorrow's Monday.
That's what
when
I
do
dream.
I need to wake up? And then you're like, oh, Price is Right at 11. I'll get up at like 10:50 so I can make coffee and watch Price is Right.
Price is Right. Yeah.
And then you do something once the soap opera starts. You're out of the apartment.
All right. No, you leave by then.
Yeah. I will glean your errands.
It's a good thing.
And then when you get back, Family Feud is on.
Yeah, that's how you get jobs.
Yeah.
Less welfare checks will be given out if more people woke
make
up
sure
for the Price
is
Right.
Because this is this is medicine for everyone. I think you needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up.
I have work tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. We only have two more points.
We'll run through them.
Someone.
We got an Uber for sure now.
Yeah, we're Ubering.
Someone who never cashes out on Venmo. Mm. Is that the mark of Louis the 14th-esque financial stability and affluence?
Sun King?
I have a lot to speak about.
The Sun
this.
King, which just endears me to you more.
Great Beatles song.
Glad you're the co-host.
For sure.
Yeah, no, dude. I thought it was Sun King. I couldn't remember if it was
Louis
that.
Louis the 14th
yes.
is one of my
is
favorites.
That or the
he invented
sure
ballet.
It's not Louis the 8th.
14th.
All
right. The Sun King.
We're talking about finances, though.
Yes. Finance, overdrafts, Seamless's PayPal.
Yeah. So here's my take on Venmo and PayPal and all this stuff.
Hit me with it, Daddy.
What sucks about it is that you know that when you're not cashing it out, that's how they're staying afloat. And why do I want to help some, like, bullshit company like Venmo?
Right.
Like, Mark Cuban owns PayPal. Do I want to help Mark Cuban anymore? You ever hear of this little NBA team called the Dallas Mavericks? Also, he's behind, like, Shark Tank.
Yeah. Okay, I could draw his picture.
And then,
why he's actually rich is
actually beyond me. I don't know what Mark Cuban's like. He
founded a huge software company.
Was that what a software?
He was super young.
Okay.
Made a shitload of money. Bought the Mavs. Which I have to really
respect.
Yeah. Because I love sports. So
but that's why we're here. We're telling important because we're not Mark Cuban.
Right.
Right. So fuck Mark Cuban. That's why I don't
want
to keep my money
in Venmo.
Yeah, you
can hear enough of him as you want.
But the reason I do keep my money in Venmo is because it's fucking Monopoly money. And when somebody's like, do you want to order food? And he's going to fucking order it. I'm like, oh, that's not coming out of my bank account. That's like the free money I have.
Send it from Venmo.
Yeah. you're like, dude, that's fine. That was never my money to begin with.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fake money.
Yeah, it makes you feel better.
And my...
I always try to keep 100 in, but right now I'm at zero
My
again.
Connections at PayPal are like...
Right, you're up huge.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
I'm at 120 right now.
At Venmo?
Yeah.
At Venmo?
I try to keep it.
That's the Bezos of Venmo.
Yeah. Right now I am. I feel like it.
I've met some of you as 1,000 and I was like, just make them comfortable.
What disgusting. Is their lifestyle?
I just don't think they have the smarts. They're like, how do I transfer the money out of Venmo? Like, why
holy
Venmo?
Fuck. My dream is to be affluent enough to be like, oh, this is my name in Venmo. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And
I like that feeling as well.
In closing, ringing us through this hectic, depressing holiday season.
Bring us
home as my companion, my boon companion in this show.
Yeah. I think, listen, this is the thing. We love instant access to things, right? And when you can pay someone a debt that you owe with money that you have already written off out of your ownership, it means that you've entered a new kind of financial being, you know what I mean?
A paragon.
We're living a different kind of life now because money has never exchanged hands faster than it does right now.
You can do
it by touching your phone. Before you had to go to the bank and take out money and give it to someone.
Now you're like, I would prefer to have less ads in my mobile game.
Yeah. It doesn't work like that anymore. You can just send.
Yeah.
Any amount of money that you want around the world. And I think that that's scary, but awesome at the same time. And I don't trust us as a whole enough with the cognitive reasoning to make the right choice in this decision. And it really sucks because I think that this could be great, but it's not going to be great because we're going to fuck it up. Like, fuck everything up, man.
Like,
tremendously.
Like, well, yeah, no, I agree. Like, you know how this is how I view, you know, how, like, Bitcoin is getting big recently.
Yeah. Bring us home.
So Venmo is like this great, like, you know, it's online. You're never seeing the money, but like, right. It's this great, like, kind it's of numbers. Way to like kind of integrate your actual money you have with this online world that we find ourselves in. But I absolutely agree that you're right. We're going to find out we're fucking ourselves. Cause as we find out, like, we are on this whole like world standard. Like, let's think about it. Exchange rates. Like, none of us are on like gold standards anymore. Like, this is all,
it's not real.
We're all relying on just being like, you know what? Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's fucking
you're
mutual right about agreement.
That. Like, your American dollar is worth like five of mine, and I'm cool with that. Yeah. And until enough people are like, that's bullshit, you know?
Which is as in Perlis Buck says in The Good Earth, when the rich get too rich and the poor get too poor, change will come.
Right.
And that's the way of life.
It's the way of life. And
that's beautiful.
Well, yeah. I don't know like what's gonna happen in Venmo, because you know, it's only in the past.
I hope it's good because attached to it
100 years or so that we no longer physically see our like entire worth,
you right
know? You know, like, that's such a foreign concept,
and you can just net worth attached to any celebrity, they'll tell you exactly how much there's worth.
I just have an app on my phone that tells me how much money I have, and like one day if like somebody wants to steal it because fucking Facebook decided that they wanted to just
give up my shit. Sell those fucking identities.
Anyway, when that happens, we are closest to the ending of Fight Club than we've ever been.
You know what I mean?
And that's exciting.
Dude, this is exciting.
This
time.
Is
for people like us here at Censorious.
This is fucking burned the establishment to the, like, we're almost.
Thank you for persevering.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for our philosophical flip flops.
Bullshit,
as some may call it.
Like, good bullshit.
Thank you for sharing with us that journey. We have big hogs, like, fucking in the bullpen.
Yeah. Any words?
Yeah, it's really good to know that I'm, like, I know how on, like, NBC for SNL or something, when, like, a guest cancels last minute, they're like, oh, dude, just call fucking whoever's doing the news that day, whoever's done. Like, call Al Sharpton. I'm fucking Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Thank you to Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Thank you to fucking for killing it, being courageous, and at the same time being very reserved and very private. At the same time
for being my fucking boy, dude.
Love to you, brothers. Acknowledging that what you know may not be all that you could know, and learning with our team. Censorious 2018 production schedule is complete. Thank you for being a part of it.
I'd like to double down.